proclamation number 8882 dated the November 14th, 1964. Regarding the question of the origin of evil. I want to help all of you in every spiritual adversity, for you will suffer spiritual adversity if you endorse the pure truth and yet don't know yourselves as to whether you think correctly. Just like you, my servant once approached me with the same question. But this question was preceded by a long debate which considered this thought. Consequently, an opinion had already been formed before the question was presented to me. And the answer to this question was such as human intellect had devised, and since this was an extremely important question on whose reply depended even the last and most profound mystery, namely my perfection, it was easy for my adversary to respond to them in his way. And every time this question was discussed, he was able to intervene, for then I myself was no longer able to speak through my servant. Instead, he voluntarily handed himself over to the adversary, which I was unable to prevent since his free will gave precedence to my opponent. It is difficult to give credence to this account because my servant had completely placed himself at my disposal, but he should not have first discussed a question with associates who were still open to my adversary. Hence the answer had already been given through them, whereas my answer sounded gently in his heart but was rejected by him, for the idea that I was also the origin of evil was far closer to him than the fact that the adversary himself had brought evil into the world. A person with the right desire for truth would have instantly recognized the flimsiness of what appeared to be my servant's spiritual product. For the absurdity that the origin of lies and truth, hatred and love, thus all opposites, are in me should have made every thinking person doubt that these revelations are of divine origin. This merely applies to the revelations about the origin of evil. They must always be associated with people's train of thoughts who reflected on these problems. But the fact that eventually many changes occurred as well cannot be denied. Therefore I repeatedly need to implement a cleansing process, since these had also resulted in a change of meaning, which, however, cannot be blamed on my servant since they happened in due course. And if I keep telling you that it is and will remain my adversary's goal to call my perfection into question in order to prevent you from granting me all your love, then you can also understand that, in order to reach this goal, he will avail himself of any half-hearted and complacent person with a casual approach to truth. And time and again such unsuitable people offer their cooperation. However, when it concerns questions which lead you humans astray, then I must intervene and choose people again who will serve me with loyalty and conscientiousness. Thus I must present my nature to them as it really is, so that they can also love me with all their heart and soul. Then I must also rectify dangerous mistakes, since no error remains without consequences. And someone who gets caught up in error will hardly be able to cope, he will not know what to believe and finally lose all faith. But I gave you the promise that I would guide you into all truth. And thus you will receive clarification if you sincerely appeal for it and take the path to me, since only I can grant you the truth which will unite you with me for all eternity. Amen.